This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's March 28th, episode 880, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
All right, so, you know, having a baby, it's really hard to sleep, and pretty much from about month six of being pregnant up until, I don't know, he's 10 months, and I think I've slept through the night once. You know, but it's not the baby, Glenn, that I'm losing sleep over recently, and I need to ask you guys your opinion on what to do about Frank the cat. Okay, those who don't know, I have a cat. He's very pretty. He's white. He's got blue eyes. He's not deaf. He's a great, normally a great cat.
Is this the one that sleeps on the roof of the house, by the way? Is this the one that spends the entire day on the roof of the house?
I've never owned the same cat this long ever, okay? Like, I'm not a real big cat person. This one just won't go away, so he just sticks around, so he's our cat. But his name is Frank, but now he's effing Frank the cat, and effing in my house is not edited, because effing Frank the cat, at some point in the middle of the night, be it midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., even, you know, I mean, I go to bed at like 9, so it could be even be like 10 p.m., I don't know, he starts meowing to go outside. And picks the, you know, whatever door is closest to where my bed is and starts meowing constantly to go outside. And it gets to the point where I'm like, I throw things at him. The baby's in the crib. I don't care if it wakes up the baby. I just want the cat to shut up. So I throw things across the room at the cat. Eventually, I can't take it anymore, so I go and I let the cat out, of course. But the cat won't go out before bed, right? He's nowhere to be found before I go to sleep. So let him out, and I'm like, phew, it's over. And then every morning at about 4 a.m. when my alarm clock goes off at 4:45, 4 a.m., here comes the cat again. And we have these French doors in our room that go out to the backyard. He comes wherever I let him out. He comes all the way around to the French doors in the back of the house and starts meowing, meow, 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 and doesn't stop until I let him back in. So this is happening twice a night where I've got to let the cat out and then let the effing cat in. And effing Frank just won't shut up, and I don't know what to do. Chad's, of course, like, just kill him. Just kill him. Get rid of him, you know. I'm like, we're not going to do that to our cat, honey. He's lived with us for, like, 3 years. I don't care. I don't like the cat. I hate it. And, of course, it doesn't wake him up. Of course not. What wakes him up is me yelling at the cat when he comes in the house. Because I'm not doing this alone. What do I do, you guys? I'm stumped.
I have the perfect solution for this, Jamie. Perfect.
Oh, good.
You know that really cool chicken coop that you made for your cool chickens?
Okay. I need real suggestions, Jennifer. Seriously, I'm not in good humor about this.
He likes the roof, right? Why don't we build a crate on the roof?
There you go.
Yeah, okay, that's like herding cats. Here, come here, kitty, kitty, get in this little cage.
No, never let him out of the crate. He lives in the crate full time
on the roof.
Yes. Yeah. I like that.
You
idea.
Guys are not helpful at all. I will be, however, taking suggestions at jamie@horseradionetwork.com or on my Facebook page. Please help me. It's Horses in the Morning is a Facebook page. So my personal, I don't care. Anybody who has an idea, I don't know what to do about this. Stupid effing cat with the stupid meowing twice.
I mean, we know exactly how we have the beast, so we know exactly how you feel because the beast has his annoying things. He does like that too, usually in the middle of the night. He hasn't done them lately. I don't know why, but since we moved to this house, he's decided that he doesn't need to beat on our door 8 out of the 10 hours you're in your bedroom. So
you know why?
Why?
Because he heard you guys about to give him away before you moved to that house.
He's like, all printer
lay low. True.
Y'all were shopping. You were shopping for a home for him, and he's like, oh, God, I better lay low. This could be bad.
Are you saying another couple of weeks he's going to be beating on our door for 6 hours a night again?
He might be. Who knows? Oh, my God.
You know what
well,
we can
if
do?
If that will put a couple of free cat ads up on the telephone poles in your neighborhood, make sure that they're displayed where Frank can see them.
That's a great idea. Okay, that's the best
that's
suggestion.
That's a convincing ad, though.
How about
the cat will recognize it. Yeah.
How about we have this affiliation with Pet Life Radio, who do all of these different shows on different pets. We should get. They have a cat, crazy cat lady. I think I don't think they call her that. Sorry, I don't know her name. But they have a
probably
crazy cat lady. We should get the crazy cat lady on to answer your questions.
Let's do it, Booker. I can't take it anymore. There's going to be a white cat on the side of the road with, like, one of those sticks, you know, with the handkerchief tied around it with all his belongings in it. Hitchhike.
You know, everybody that's listening to this right now can relate to exactly what you're talking about. Everybody can.
Well, what did y'all do?
It's a freaking cat. What can you do? I mean, that's the crux of the problem. With our dog, we put her in the crate at night. She's happy. We can open the door, not open the door, whatever, close the door. She's happy either way. I don't know how to make a cat happy.
Maybe I put Boomer's shock collar on him. That's the best idea yet.
I'd be interested to see the video. If you could do a video, I'd be interested to see the video. I bet you that video gets more views than my pony video did.
Yeah, and then again, the sheriff's department comes over and knocks on my door and puts me in these beautiful silver bracelets, you know, so that'd be great. Anyway, sorry about airing my grievances on this radio show. I'm lacking a little sleep because of the effing cat. So, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, it's time to ride, as the song says, and the American Horse Council is out to convince 100,000 previously disinterested people to give horse sports a try. And Christy Schulte is here to tell us about it. And then next up, the band behind the balls, Jim Urbanski of Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls, is here to talk about his new adventures, popping balloons with a gun. And rounding out the week, really bad ads with the weekend Laugh-a-thon. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, my Daily Whinny goes out to one of our listeners by the name of Denise Raymond. We want to welcome her to the neighborhood because of our show and listening to us go on and on and on about living in Ocala. She decided to move here from the Carolinas. Bought a house and is settling and is now moving to Ocala. I think she should be here in the next couple of weeks, right, Jennifer? So
that is
correct.
I think
they settled on the place and they're going to be and they'll really be neighbors because she's going to be right down the street, not too far from us.
We need to talk to her about her horse moving adventures because she's got literally a truckload of horses to move. She's I think 6 or 8. So that's going to be quite the adventure. I would love to have her on the show to talk about the stresses involved with that.
And we also need to contact the Ocala Chamber of Commerce about a commission.
I was going to say, y'all need a tax break or something.
Yeah. Okay, we'll figure that out about the same time you figure your cat out. That's
Well, I got this really sweet email. from one of our listeners. His name is Robert Grantham. And today is his new wife's birthday. So her name is Megumi. So I just wanted to say happy birthday, Megumi. He also, in a little bit of a jerky way, I love you, Robert. He said she's going to be 29 for the 12th time. Like, really? That's rude. But it was very sweet. So we wanted to, can you play the thing, Glenn? Here we go. Happy birthday, Megumi.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Very cool. Well, I got to tell you real quick, too, what I'm going to do this weekend, Glenn. I'm super excited about this, actually. I'm pretty thrilled. And you know, we bought this new trailer. I was trying to sell my old trailer to all the listeners. Nobody bought it, but I finally sold it to somebody. And then we bought this new trailer. And since then, all my horses have been lame, and I haven't competed. So we haven't actually even used this beautiful new trailer. And so we finally this weekend, just tonight actually, we're after the show, Chad and I are packing up and we're heading to Bumblebee Ranch. And what Bumblebee Ranch is, it's kind of it's about an hour and a half from here north. And it is a place that you can take your horses and they have a barn and you can camp out and trail ride on their property. And it's going to be so. We're going to take the baby camping. I'm so excited. It's beautiful. It's bumblebeeranch.com. I have no affiliation with them, actually. When I called to make the reservation, I said, "How much is this going to be?" You know, and she's like, "Well, you want a camping spot? You want electricity?" And I was like, "Sure, plug would be great." Okay, and the horses, that'll be $35. I was like, "That's it."
Well, there you go.
That's
worth
cheap,
it to
right?
get away from the cat.
I know. I'll probably sleep better in the trailer than I do at home. So we're heading up to Bumblebee Ranch, taking a couple horses and going to camp out for the night. So it should be fun.
Well, that sounds terrific. I can't wait to hear all about the snake and wildlife adventures at Bumblebee Ranch.
It's not warm enough for snakes yet, I hope. Actually, it probably is. We're screwed. It's going to be good.
I can't wait to hear about it. Hey, I got something here for you, too, and this is very interesting. There's been rumors about this for a long time, but I think the boss man may have confirmed the rumors. Live Oak, which we talked endlessly about that we were at last weekend, drew 10,000 spectators. And, yeah, it was a lot of people there, I think mainly because of the Budweiser Clydesdale, to be honest. But Chester Weber, who is the organizer and owner of the 4,500-acre property, he intimated that there is still more to come with plans in 2015 of expanding the program to embrace three-day eventing. There's been a rumor that in addition to the combined driving, that they were going to put in a three-day event in the same weekend and do them all because he has 4,500 acres. You could do it. And now he just sort of intimated that there are plans in the works to do that, and it would be a beautiful property to do a three-day event on. Just
so
beautiful.
What a great idea. I mean, what a waste just for drivers. I mean, come on, let's get the adventures involved.
He says, "I foresee the Live Oak International as the America's Aiken." And, of course, Aiken is a place over in Europe where they do all of these different things at the same time. And he really wants that to become.
Aachen?
What's that?
In Germany? A-A-C-H-E-N?
I've heard it both ways, actually.
You're talking about Aachen, South Carolina, or North
Aachen.
Carolina.
Okay, Aachen. I'll go with Aachen just to make it different. But, yeah, so he's apparently got his mind on making this a really, really unique thing. You know, it would be interesting. It's early in the season, so he would have the money to put on a four-star and to make another four-star in the United States, but I think it's too close to Rolex to do that. If it was at a different time, he could do it, and he certainly would have the money to do it and the land to do it. He would have all the resources to make that happen. And it would be nice if there was another four-star maybe in the fall here. We desperately need that here in the United States.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm just thinking like...
Denver's excited.
You know, November would be a good month for one. Big four star. Yeah. I'm in. I'm all about it.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think that we start to cool off a little bit here in November. You couldn't do it before then. The horses would die of heat stroke. But
I
think I
don't know, Glenn. It can be just that hot in Kentucky in April too.
That's true. There has been some hot ones. So anyway, we're going to be talking a lot more about four-star events later on in the show. We're talking about starting to introduce our coverage of Rolex coming up here very shortly as well. So anyway,
excellent.
Big news there.
Cool. Well, while we're waiting on our guest, I actually, just to let you guys know, because we haven't really talked about it very much since the initial thing, there's actually a new story kind of coming out on this PETA thing. Just wanted to touch on it real quick. Actually, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, said it will actually, in quotes, go away if horse racing addresses its medication issues. And industry officials who have spent countless hours trying to do just that suggest progress is evident, but not quite recognized yet. So basically, PETA said, we'll go away if you guys just clean it up. Which, I'm sorry, I think maybe in the whole grand scheme of this, not for Steve Asmussen or his assistant, but this may have been a good thing. You know, PETA gets in there and makes big claims, and then it cleans up the kind of drags, all the stuff that you and I don't like about racing, the medications, and, you know, I'm using medications loosely, drugs and stuff like that. Maybe it's going to clean it all up, and this whole thing was for the good of horse racing.
I've never seen PETA offer to go away. That's a first.
Right. When it said that, I was like, wait, what? They'll
get
go
that
away?
In writing.
Yeah, exactly. No kidding. So I think maybe it's a good thing. Anyway, I'm hopeful.
Well, there was out of the Connecticut too. Remember we talked about the case where these family brought their little kid over to a farm and the horse at the farm leaned over the fence and bit the kid in the face and then it went to court.
Yes.
And it's been going around and it's been going through the lower courts in Connecticut. And what they were trying to do is say that horses are an inherently dangerous, vicious beast.
Vicious.
Yeah.
Vicious.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the decision came out by the Connecticut Supreme Court. I'm just going to read this because it's very confusing. The majority did not rule that horses have a dangerous propensity or are naturally inclined to cause injuries. However, it did rule that the question of whether an animal is dangerous, has dangerous propensities, or is naturally inclined to cause injuries must be made on a case-by-case basis. So what they basically said is, you know, every one of them is going to go to court. The primary issue that we must resolve in this case is whether the keeper of a horse has a duty to exercise reasonable care to prevent the horse from causing injury to others when a particular horse has not previously exhibited mischievous propensities. They like that word. But the trier of facts reasonably could find that horses as a species have a natural propensity to bite. Well, that's a fairly true statement. They do have a natural propensity to bite. They're always biting each other in the fields and playing, and they use their mouths to do that. This was the conclusion, though. We therefore conclude that one who possesses or harbors a domestic animal that does not know or have reason to know to be abnormally dangerous is subject to liability for harm done by the animal if he is negligent in failing to prevent the harm. Okay, so what that basically is saying that if you have a horse that's never bitten anybody ever, and it doesn't really have a propensity to bite, and somebody comes on your property and gets bit, invited or uninvited apparently, then you're responsible for that. So what do you do? If you have the obligation to fail to prevent the harm, what do you got to do, build a brick wall 10 feet high around your horse's paddock? For us, it's kind of a bizarre, sad ruling. Now, there is a legislation that the governor has introduced in Connecticut, you know, declaring that they're not vicious animals. Most states have the sign law where we have to post a sign out in the end of our property here in Florida that says horses can be dangerous. You're taking all the risks on you for entering the property. Do you have that one in Arizona?
Yeah, you have to have that sign up. You know, shockingly enough, you have to have that sign, and that's all you have to have here in Arizona. We're still kind of a little bit the Wild West as far as that stuff goes. But when I was in Georgia, you had to have the sign, you had to have the insurance policy, you had to have a million different things so you would not get sued. But out here in Arizona, they're like, carry your guns and hold up a sign. That's like it.
Well, that's the biggest concern about this ruling is the president of the Connecticut Horse Council said, please understand that if horses are determined to be made vicious animals, they would be uninsurable. Training and boarding stables, therapeutic riding, horse camps, petting zoos, trail riding, and other horse-related uses and activities would be impacted if they couldn't get the insurance. If insurance companies said, well, if they're vicious, then we're, you know, that ups our liability and our risk, so we're just not going to insure horses in the state of Connecticut, and that's the biggest fear.
Well, that would be just silly, you know, to say horses are vicious when you have, I don't know, a billion of us messing with horses 20 times a day and one person gets attacked by, or a baby gets bit in the face, you know, which horrible for that family and everything. But my God, it's, don't ruin it for the rest of us. You know?
Yeah. I wonder how many children are hurt by dogs and cats every year. Has to be a huge number compared to horses.
Just legislate things. Quit legislating everything, I wish it was the case. You know, like, oh, well, if that's the case, we got to make dogs illegal, and then we've got to ban this and ban that, and we just put the government in everything, and everybody just do unto others. You know, leave everybody alone. Do what you want to do.
Well, Jennifer has our guest ready.
Fantastic. You know, we actually talked about this not too long ago, and I said, my gosh, we need to get somebody on to talk about this. And then Jennifer's like, oh, I've already booked Christy Schulte from Time to Ride and the American Horse Council. So let's say good morning to Christy. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I think what you guys are doing is very, very cool. I was very excited about it when I first read the story. And Time to Ride, why don't you tell everybody what it is?
Sure. It's an initiative of the American Horse Council, and basically about a dozen companies got together and decided that it was time to reach out to our target market of moms between about ages 35 to 45 and try to increase interest in horse activities. And it's been very interesting and fun because we're going very broad with it. We just feel that horse activities are beneficial for everybody who's involved and really can benefit America as a whole. So we've been able to work with lots of different organizations and all disciplines to really just, again, increase interest in horses and participation in horse activities across the whole country.
And this is great. And what you guys have done to kind of motivate people in this is you're offering cash prizes.
Yes. Time to Ride as an initiative began. Really, this is the second year. We really just started becoming active in about mid-2013, and we did a few events across the country. And then we thought about it, and we said, you know, we really feel that the horse community and all the different local areas can do a better job of reaching their own neighbors and friends and community members than we can by trying to travel around and do all these little events everywhere. So we said, let's give them some motivation, let's put some incentive behind it, and really just ask the horse community to help us out and do the important work of reaching out to their own local communities. And so we decided the best way to do that was a fun, challenging, but also really fun competition, and that is where the 100-Day Horse Challenge was born.
So what is the 100-Day Horse Challenge?
Well, as its title would imply, it's a challenge that we're going to be holding this summer. The 100 days will begin June 1st and go through September 8th. And we're inviting hosts is what we're terming the people who will be participating. And we're inviting people from all aspects of the horse industry, from riding instructors, trainers, racetrack managers, horse show managers, other event planners, even individuals, people that maybe have kids in 4-H, veterinarians, feed dealers, other retailers, really anybody who has a stake in the horse industry to register as a host and then reach out to as many newcomers to horse activities as possible. And our ultimate goal is to register 1,000 hosts by June or May 15th is our deadline. And for each one of those 1,000 hosts, to set a goal of reaching 100 newcomers. And by doing that, we hope to reach 100,000 new people and give them a great, positive horse experience this summer.
Okay, so question. Let me give you a scenario. I have a farm, a small 3-acre farm, and I teach a couple riding lessons a week. And this sounds really interesting to me. I want to go and I sign up. How do you know that I'm introducing all these people? What are some of the rules there?
Sure. We're working very hard. We have the official rules almost ready to release, and as soon as we do, they'll be out published. But basically how it's going to work is we're using our hub, timetoride.com, which you can visit and look around. And there's a specific part of the site for the challenge. So when you register as a host, you'll have your own host account, and you'll be able to do a couple great things. One is list your events and experiences that you plan to hold throughout the summer, and then you can go in and update those as you add more. Number two is download a lot of great support materials. We're working on a full marketing kit to help support people who want help publicizing their events. And number three is you'll be able to keep track of all of the newcomers that you've reached. So basically, for example, you might hold an open house at your stable and meet 15 new people and teach kids how to groom a horse, and they're sort of raise interest in them coming back for lessons. And then all you have to do is take down their name and email, and if they're a minor, you'll take down their parents, and then put that in your host's account. And we will be able to keep track of how many everybody's got and how many we've got as a whole, and then keep track of how close we are to our goal of 100,000. So we're very excited about the website. It's, again, if you go to timetoride.com, you can sort of check out what it's going to look like. And then as soon as that's open, it's going to be very user-friendly, very easy and quick. You won't have to spend a lot of time on there keeping track of stuff. And right now, we are working hard on the application, but if people will go to timetoride.com, you can sign up for notifications, and you'll be emailed as soon as these materials are available.
You know, it's funny, when describing what the contest is, I feel like I've done this my entire life. I've probably reached 100,000 people myself. And all of us, the horse chicks, girls with horses, all of a sudden at some point, everybody wants to be their friend, you know, and everybody wants, mm-hmm. Hey, can I come ride? Can I come see your horse? And just mm-hmm. even the Girl Scouts came to my house this year because a friend of mine has a girl in Girl Scouts, so we organized the whole troop came over here and got to work on grooming the horses and doing that. And then before that, my husband's birthday, we had given pony rides, and how many of us have had friends that wanted to come to the barn, and you bring them to the barn, and they like your horse, and I really feel like this should be something very easy for people. It's just keeping track of it. You know, if I just kept track of it all, we could make this happen very easily. So do you have a lot of people signing up yet, or is this still very new?
Well, it is very new. We just launched March. It was announced at the AQHA convention in New Orleans, but we've already had an overwhelming amount of interest and support. And I think you're right. I think if we all just can kind of work together and get it organized, it should be a pretty reachable goal. So we're thrilled about the response, especially for this being the first year of the event. And we really do look forward to working with, again, people from all across the industry. That's the really fun thing about this is it's not any specific discipline or area. It's everybody. We just want to spread the joy of horses. So I think you're right. It's just a matter of keeping track. And the other great thing that we're going to be able to do after this challenge is try to work hard at following up with those people. So if you reach, say, 30 Girl Scouts at your farm, maybe only some of them are really interested in coming back for more, but if you're able to kind of follow up and say, oh, I hope you enjoyed the experience, here's how you can stay involved, and here's your next steps, and here's some discounts to go ride locally, and here's a stable in your neighborhood. We're really hoping to be able to reach back out to these people and kind of help them get that next step because, like you said, a lot of us have really, if you've been involved with horses your whole life, it can be difficult to remember, how did I get started? What was it like the first time I visited a stable? It can be kind of intimidating for parents. So we really just want to make it easy and fun for them.
Okay, and
us
then
horse,
before we
us
have...
horse husbands remember how we got started. We all remember.
Yeah. You guys do. You guys do. Yeah. Now, before we have to let you go, tell everybody what they're going to, how do you win and what are they going to win?
Right. So we've divided it into three divisions. So, with somebody with your three lesson horses isn't going to have to be competing against, a giant show or a racetrack. So we have a small, medium, and large division. And the large division, the first prize is going to be $25,000 and a celebrity clinic held at the facility of their choice. And then we're going to do prizes all the way down through sixth place. And then the medium division will be $15,000 cash plus a celebrity clinician. And then the small will be $10,000 cash plus a celebrity clinician. So we're working hard on getting all of those organized, but we're very excited to be able to offer those. And really it's going to come down to how many newcomers the hosts reach. So, again, the keeping track is very important and just making sure that we're reaching those people who need want that assistance in getting involved with horses. So, like I said, we'll keep track of how many newcomers you reach, and it's just a matter of how many.
I love it. I love it. Well, this is a great idea, and I think you guys are going to have a lot of luck because I don't know anybody in the world who needs money more than horse people. So,
exactly. Yes. Well, we're very excited to be able to offer that, and we really feel, again, like you said, it's going to be a lot of fun to work together with all these different people and just share the joy of horses.
Awesome. Awesome. And so the website that everybody needs to go to is timetoride.com, correct?
Yes, that's exactly it.
All right, timetoride.com, and then right there you can click on the Time to Ride Challenge. And I love the website's beautiful, actually, and it tells you all sorts of places that you can, the first thing is the Time to Ride Challenge, you click on that. Then a place to trail ride, it shows you where to go get riding lessons, shows you where the rodeo, the races, events are going on. So I do think you guys are doing a great thing. The American Horse Council is always on top of everything, and we do appreciate it.
Yes, well, we're very excited about the website and thrilled about the challenge and excited to get started.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Christy, thank you so much for being on with us. We wish you the best of luck, and I hope that you will come on and kind of keep us updated on the progress.
I would love to. Thank you again so much for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll have you on like a week before the sign-up deadline so we can motivate people one more time to go in and sign up, and then we'll have you on after that. Sound good?
That will be wonderful. Thanks so much.
All right. Absolutely,
thanks, Christy.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Have a good one.
And I will be entering so all of our listeners can sign up under my name and help say you're here at the farm.
You have
and
your
we'll
eye on that $25,000 prize, do you?
You bet. I'm going to beat out Del Mar, whatever. Sure,
hey, who in this business couldn't use $25,000 at their farm? Nobody.
I know. Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah. And to have a clinician come out and do something like that, what a cool thing. What a cool thing.
All right, we are going to take a break for Kentucky Performance Products Product of the Week. And then we are going to come back and have, hopefully, Uncle Jimmy on the phone. And it's always fun to talk to Uncle Jimmy.
This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
Did you know that easy keepers and horses on restricted diets are often at risk for vitamin and mineral deficiencies? Most easy keepers are maintained on hay, and some get a few handfuls of grain a day, and most of these horses get little to no green grass. Diets that don't include significant levels of green grass or recommended amounts of fortified concentrates just don't supply enough vitamins and minerals. Many horse folks don't realize that hay alone, even high-quality green hay, is not an adequate source of many vitamins. For example, when grass is cut and dried for hay, the vitamins quickly lose their potency. 70% of the vitamin E found in grass is lost in the first week after it is cut for hay. One way to ensure that your special needs horse is getting all the vitamins and minerals he needs is to add a vitamin and mineral supplement to his diet. A well-balanced supplement will provide the nutrients your horse requires without adding unwanted calories, starches, and sugars. Microphase, made by Kentucky Performance Products, is a vitamin and trace mineral supplement that bridges the gap in your feeding program. With Microphase, your horse receives adequate and balanced vitamin and mineral nutrition without unwanted calories or other ingredients. The minerals in Microphase have been chelated, a process that protects minerals during digestion and increases their absorption in the intestines. Microphase provides vitamins, such as vitamin E, in a natural form, so your horse receives optimal results from this supplement.
This Nutritional Minute has been brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com.
So before we get Uncle Jimmy on, I got to give you the reason that my husband is going to win Husband of the Year. Are you ready, Glenn? He's got you beat.
Oh, does he?
Because currently, right now, the pasture on the south part of my property is completely dug up. There is nothing, I can't turn the horses out because there's a trench that has been dug in my pasture that is like, 18 inches deep. And you know what that's for? That's for lights in my arena. Woohoo!
What?
Yeah. Finally hired a guy. We're getting lights put in my arena so I can ride at night.
Wow.
Because when he gets home, it's so late, and I never get to ride because I have the baby, and he's like, that's it. Going to get to ride when I get home. By God, if it's 10 p.m., I'm going to ride my freaking horse. So we're getting lights in the arena. I'm so excited.
And the trench is for underground lighting? Is that...
It's for the wires, because the arena is all the way at the front of my property.
Gotcha.
That sounds like I've got some big property with the south pasture, 3 acres. But, like, my house is in the back, and the arena is at the very front. So we had to trench. Oh, let me use we very loosely. I did nothing. They trenched from the house to run the wires from the house all the way out to the arena for the lights, and then they went all the way across the arena. So my arena is a disaster. My pasture is a disaster, but it's going to be so awesome when it's done. So I'll keep you guys updated on how it's going. I'm sure you're dying to see final pictures, Glenn. I'm sure
you're
going to
put up the poles and the electric himself, or are we hiring somebody for that too?
Oh, no, we got a guy. Oh. We're not doing anything like that. And actually, he wanted to, and I was like, you are crazy. I'm like, don't deal with electricity and these big poles, and it's just hire somebody. So he finally did, and we are going to get him. They already started.
The United States Air Force appreciates your looking after their commodity.
Thank you.
Yes. I would like to thank you for not having you be electrocuted after all of that.
I know. Is the wiring stuff, that shouldn't be that hard. I'm like, oh, my God. Forget it.
Well, we have our next guest on the line here. His name, everybody that listens to this show knows, unless you're a brand new listener, and then you should know it. And it is Uncle Jimmy of Uncle Jimmy's Band Products. We talk about Uncle Jimmy's balls all the time here on the show. We'd like to welcome him to talk about something else. We're going to talk about his six shooters instead. Hey, Uncle Jimmy.
Hey, Glenn, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. I think both people talked at the same time. I'm not sure.
Jamie just said hi. Jamie wanted to make sure she got her hi in.
Hi, hi, you.
Hey, baby.
So,
hey, Uncle Jimmy. So, welcome to our show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And, you know, before we get started, we're going to talk about this a little later. First, I want to talk about your six shooters. But I wanted to thank you for and Uncle Jimmy's Brand Products for becoming a sponsor of our Rolex coverage this year. We really appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Woo-hoo!
You know, you guys have been good to us through the years. We've been doing this almost for 6 years. Can you believe that, Uncle Jimmy?
Yeah, it's been,
I was just going to say, we have known you since the beginning, and you've supported various things along the way, and we certainly appreciate all of that help.
You're very, very welcome. It's my pleasure. We always try to give back throughout the years. We've been fortunate with this company, and it's slowly growing and growing into where we pretty much sell around the world now. So, but it's people like yourselves that helped us grow too. So it's a twofold thing.
Well, before we talk about your hanging balls, let's talk about your six shooters. You've gotten it. Tell everybody you've been riding for a long time. Uncle Jimmy just wasn't an airline pilot who developed this ultra yummy treat for horses. He actually has ridden his entire life, but you were doing other things before. What were you doing? Cutting? Was it cutting?
I was doing the team penning.
Team
I belonged
penning,
to the
right.
USTPA, United States Team Pen Association. We had a team that traveled around the countryside. We went to the Nationals down in Amarillo and penned cattle. But since then, I have gotten into the cowboy-mounted shooting, which is one of the fastest-growing sports going right now. My goodness, if you do it once, you'll be hooked.
Yeah, well, what's better than riding horses and shooting a gun all at the same time?
Absolutely. Can't beat it.
Now, have you shot your horse's ear off yet, or have we done it safely?
No. No.
He says with hesitation.
Come close to it. Come close to it. So, no, you are shooting blanks. People always, that's the first question, how are you not shooting the audience? You're shooting black powder, but black powder has a range of about 20 feet. And when you go through training, which we all go through a training clinic, and they always say you're shooting a blank 45, but if you shoot yourself, you will go to the hospital. If you shoot your horse, you're still going to go to the hospital.
That's a good quote.
Yeah, I always liked that one.
Jamie Sorant, who hosts the Western Radio Show, is a world champion mounted shooter, and she has scars on her one hand from where she, you know, the gun went off prematurely or whatever and hit her in the hand, and she still has scars from that. So, yes, you will go to the hospital just from the black powder.
Yeah, and when you get there, they make a big deal about things that it's a gunshot. I'm sure that she had talk to the police. You know, so oh well.
And you guys aren't shooting 22s either, are you? You're shooting like 45s.
Yes, we're shooting 45 caliber pistols, and they're full loads of black powder. And if you see it at night, you can really see it when we do night shots, the burning embers coming out. It's something to see, you know.
Now, what has been to converting your horses, you know, from a penning, from working cows and things, to the mounted shooting, what's been your biggest challenge, would you say,
actually,
for you and the horse?
Actually, when you go through these clinics, I just was helping out with one last week, and there was probably 25 new riders with new horses who've never seen a gun go off before. And what we do is we get our outriders, the guys who've been around for a while, and we will get on both sides of them, and we'll walk them around the arena, and you'll hear fire in the hole. Somebody will shoot the gun. Now, the first time that bullet goes or that gun goes off, that horse spooks. But being because the horses on either side of them don't spook, it does not take long for it to realize, hey, they didn't jump, so I guess it's okay. And by the end of the day, you'll be seeing these people shooting off their own horse. It's amazing.
These aren't thoroughbreds, are they, Uncle Jimmy?
No. Hey. Well, I tell you what. No, there's different kind of breeds. It's not just quarter horses in here. You might have an appendix there. You know, it all depends. They can ride anything. It's all what they get used to.
Can you imagine Jet the first time you fired the gun?
No, but thoroughbreds are smart enough, Glenn. I didn't imagine Jet would run cross country. How dare you badmouth my breed? So, I always wondered, Uncle Jimmy, how they did that the first time, and that makes a lot of sense. Now, you know, if you could actually just let me bring my horse in a plastic bag and do that same thing, that would be what we need the most, actually, it's a grocery bag.
It's amazing what a horse will endure when there's other horses that just show no fear, show nothing. It's the only way to do it. It really is. It's pretty good. So, but it's a great family sport. We have the younger kids, 12 years old and younger. They're called Wranglers. And they get involved also, and what they do is they will run the course with a cap pistol or a wooden gun, and then they have to aim at the targets, and they're timed just like we are running the course, after which they will go and they'll have a big fence, and they'll put balloons up, and you'll have a range master put the goggles on them and the headsets and everything else. And they will actually shoot the 45 balloon with the balloons with the 45. And of course, there's a range master standing right there beside them.
But they're on the ground. I mean, the kids are on the ground.
Yes, they're on the ground.
Right? Yeah.
Correct. And it just gets everyone involved, and it's a big family event. So it's not just a bunch of cowboys, cowgirls up there. It's families, and they're a very, very close knit group. If you forget your guns or you have something wrong with your gun, everyone's there to lend you something. I had a horse lend to me. I've lent my horse out. So it's – and we all cheer for each other. That's the good thing.
Well, it does look like fun. I want to try it sometime. They actually – they're starting now to do mounted – or I don't know what they call it. You do it in a carriage. You drive. And,
oh, really?
They'll do it where you're driving with one hand and you're shooting with the other, or they'll do it actually that you have two people in the car and your person riding quote-unquote shotgun will be the one doing the shooting. I'd love to try it either way. I think it'd be a blast doing it.
That would be. Oh, my goodness. I've not heard of that.
Get on a dang horse. Just ride a dang horse like Uncle Jimmy does. Cowboy up. Come on.
Well, you know, they were doing the stagecoaches back then, and they did have – that's where the term riding shotgun came from, was the
that's
guy
correct.
Sitting there. Yeah.
That is correct.
Can you imagine me shooting anything around my Hackney pony for the first time? That ought to be good. I need 12 horses around him.
However, Glenn, I have a sign in my office. It was given to me for a reason, but it says, nobody notices how you ride until you fall off. And last year, I rode my lady's horse, Miss Colleen Kelly, and it was brand new, three-year-old, really nice horse, Colonel Freckles bred, and I just tried to take it easy with him at a practice shoot. He was doing so well, I gave him his head. We did the rundown. I hit every balloon. I got a really good time, and everything was great until the end when I went to stop him and felt like the bit was in his teeth. Well, someone said it looked like he tried to jump the fence, but at the last minute I pulled his head. He hit the fence on the outgate. I went airborne and I woke up looking up at people. And somebody said I fell off. I said, that is not true. I did an aerial dismount. So I wanted to make that clear.
Glenn, that kind of stuff never happens with thoroughbreds, okay? Just so you know.
No. No.
Yeah. I've seen human lawn
only
darts.
Only quarter horses.
I've seen human lawn darts doing the jumps. Trust me. I've been there.
I know. I'm just teasing.
I like
I've
that
been
human
there
lawn
too.
Darts.
You've all been there. That's terrible. That's terrible. Well, I'm glad you're okay, and I guess it wasn't a hard enough fall to make you stop doing sports. So good for you for brushing off the dirt, getting back up.
But I did go to Quarter Horse Congress and compete. But if you look looked at me underneath my clothes, I was wrapped up like a mummy. I hurt so bad.
Oh.
Well, we had one guy with broken ribs and another guy with a broken leg, but everybody still cowboyed up and kept riding. So,
see, Glenn,
it does
get on
look
that
like
horse.
Fun. I think it's something that anybody that's involved with horses and has shot a gun before would like to try. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. Hey, Uncle Jimmy, good luck with that. We'll keep in touch with you on how your progress is going with mounted shooting. We're going to have to get you on a show with Tammy sometime so you can talk to one of the best in the world, and you'll have to come up with she'll have some tips for you, I'm sure.
I would love it.
On how not to shoot yourself. That'll be the first tip. But let's talk quickly. We're going to be heading to Rolex, and we're going to be doing two live shows from there on Friday morning and on Sunday morning. Friday morning will be the second day of dressage, and this is the end of April. And then Sunday morning will be before the show jumping finale takes place after cross country on Saturday. So Jamie will be there. I'll be there. Jennifer will be there. The whole gang will be there. We'll have a lot of our friends that we know from the eventing world joining us. And so we're just looking forward to this coverage, and it's being made possible thanks to the support of Uncle Jimmy's. Do you guys have anything new on the horizon here, or what's hot?
Well, the value pack, the one licky thing in the holder with two spares, is really, really hot. It's a great value, beats anything on the market right now.
You know, that's something that we don't talk about a lot is the licky things. We don't talk about that. Explain those.
It's the size of it's about the size of a hockey puck, but about 4 inches taller, and it has its own little holder. And how can I say it, Glenn, without saying it's like one of my competitors? But mine is all grain and that's all sugar, so I don't know how else to put it.
It's a healthy alternative is what it is, and it'll keep your horse entertained.
Cool.
And yeah,
well
you like
spoken.
That? Right.
Well spoken.
Thank you.
Well said.
Thank you. You can send the check to, I'll tell you the address later.
I'm talking right now as we speak.
The healthy alternative to those other people's sugary product, you know, I'm not going to eat that crap. You shouldn't give it to your horse either. And, you know, you guys have great products, and I love the fact, too, that you also came out with a line for kind of insulin-resistant horses or horses that shouldn't have any sugar, and the hanging balls, like the almost like the low-calorie version of the hanging balls. And you guys have just been pretty much ahead of the curve on everything. And you know, my chickens loved their pecker wrecker, so I mean, come on. just great names.
We
tried.
My
you know,
favorite
any,
brand name, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And when you come home and you say, honey, I got a pecker wrecker, your husband will go running. Running.
Bridal showers, I found, buy a lot of those.
Really?
Oh, is that right?
Yes, people that are going to bridal showers. So that seems to be the gift of choice right now, you know.
What a great idea. Great idea. Yeah. I'm going to write that down for my next married friend. Well, Uncle Jimmy, we can't thank you enough for being such a big part of the show and being a part of the Horse Radio Network family, and you've been a supporter for so long, and we just can't thank you enough and can't wait to see you again.
All right. Thank you both very much, and we'll talk to you shortly.
All right.
Good
thanks,
luck
Uncle
shooting.
Well, another company that is providing some support here for our Rolex coverage is Professionals Choice. We'd like to welcome Professionals Choice to the show as a sponsor for Horses in the Morning. exclusive live coverage of the Rolex Kentucky three-day event. Every horse, no matter how careful, occasionally hits a rail or interferes while performing athletic maneuvers. That's why they need the quality leg protection from Professional's Choice Ventec Ballistic Protection Briefs. The ballistic nylon outer shell, durable top grain leather patches, and ultra-shock lining make the Ventec ballistic protection boots tough enough to endure vigorous wear from riding in any discipline. And no matter the weather, your horse's legs will be protected and comfortable with Professional's Choice exclusive breathable neoprene that allows heat and moisture to escape, keeping your horse performing at his best. And at a mere $44.95 suggested retail, your budget won't overheat either. Find Professional's Choice Ventec Ballistic Protection Brutes at your local tack store, or you can go online at profchoice.com. And we will, one of the product lines that they carry at Professional's Choice is a line of one of our favorite vendors, Gina Miles, and she'll be on next week to talk about that and to also help us with our coverage of Rolex and the lead up to that. She'll give us her thoughts, having competed there many, many times. So we're looking forward to talking to Gina. And if you're thinking about coming out to visit us, we are looking, and you still need a hotel, go to find the Radisson Lexington. Look up the Radisson Lexington Hotel. Give them a call. Call them up and say you're wanting the Rolex experience. They have just a few rooms, not many rooms left, where you can still get them at $99 a night. That will by far, hands down, be the best deal you're going to find in Lexington during Rolex. So just give the call to the Radisson Lexington and use Rolex Experience for the coupon code when you call in. That is it. We wanted to mention this too. We had talked about, we're talking about doing a meetup, right, Jamie, at Rolex?
Yes.
With our listeners?
Yes. I'm so excited for this, you guys. We came up with it. I came up with it. You were just kind of, I don't know what you were doing. Your wife and I came up with this. We're going to meet everybody about a half an hour before cross country starts. And we're going to meet at the jump number one. At jump number one, it's really a great place to start the course walk. You know, if you're going to watch the whole day, start at jump number one and just start walking, you know, as they go. Some people will like to stay at certain jumps. Some people keep going. But we're going to meet up half an hour before cross country starts at fence number one. So make sure you get there early, you get parked, and you get there on time. And then we're going to hang out, and I will have baby Lucas with me. So everybody will get to see how amazing my baby is and how cute he is. Anyway, that's the reason to go. But, yeah, those who are coming to Rolex that are our listeners, we're going to meet up at the fence number one half an hour before cross country starts. That sound good?
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, that'll be a blast. I think that's a great, great way to do it. Yep. Terrific way to do it.
And Glenn,
we'll make sure we
just
get the word out to the Eventing Radio Show people, too.
Definitely, definitely. Now, Glenn, I noticed that you just did a commercial for the hotel that we're going to stay at.
Yes.
Okay, it's actually called the Clarion Hotel.
Did I say Radisson?
You did. I don't know why.
we were busy booking something else for Radisson. So, yes, you're right. It's the Clarion.
So, go to
Wait, Clarion. One second, Jamie. I have to do something. I have to do it right now.
Do it. Please don't edit that and cut it out and send it to them because they may be a little irritated. Fortunately, they're probably not going to listen. So, but it's the Clarion Hotel. And call them up and say you would like the Rolex experience. And we will be posting that on our website, on our Facebook page for those who are thoroughly confused. And we'll post the phone number. All right, let's play the song, I Have to Pee.
All right. You know what? You might want to try calling the Radisson, see what happens. That should be funny. You'll have a good time with that.
Now you're just screwing it up more, Glenn. Come on.
For all of you married, happy couples out there, Jared Rogerson did a song for you, and this is the first time we're playing it here on the show. And he did it for his lovely wife, who he's been married to for a number of years. It's called I Got This Thing, and I listened to the lyrics.
It's been a rough ride, trying to keep it together. You Never know what the miles bring. I'm hanging by the string, but I got this thing. How about you, girl? Where you been? I never dreamed I'd see you again. You look so great. Yeah, we were something back then. I remember how I wanted you more than anything. I'd stay right here a while, but I got this thing. I got this thing called a wedding ring, and I'm wearing it with pride. And I got this girl, the most beautiful thing ever seen in my whole life. And I know I'm not perfect, even though she says I am. She believes in me. I got this thing. It's just a little thing hanging on my left hand, but it means that I'm a lucky man. It's been 5 years. Yeah, we're talking about kids. Well, I won't lie, your eyes make my heart skip a beat. I'd stay with you tonight, except for just one thing. I got this thing called a wedding ring, and I'm wearing it with pride. And I got this girl, the most beautiful thing ever seen in my whole life. And I know I'm not perfect, even though she says I am. She believes in me. I got this thing. Hey, I don't have the kind of innocence I wish I still did, but I thank God for someone who believes I can walk away from. I got this thing called a wedding ring, and I'm wearing it with pride. And I got this girl, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And I know I'm not perfect, even though she says I am.
Well, that was Jared Rogerson with I Got This Thing, and you'll find all of his music at jaredrogerson.com. And so did you see, Jennifer, why I said for all the married couples out there? Because I thought that was a great song. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen, a whole team here with you this morning. We are brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. You can visit them at kppusa.com. Well, if you are ready, Jamie, you have a thank you to do before we get started, don't you? Do I not have Jamie? Jennifer, are you here?
I'm here. I'm ready for really bad ads. Are you?
I'm ready for really bad ads, too, but I'm not sure Jamie is at this point.
Well, maybe she started reading into them and just ran. Maybe that's what it was, because it's quite an interesting group.
I think
that
could be.
Yeah. She started reading and said, I'm out of here. I can't do this.
She left town. Well, as soon as she's back, we can get to really bad ads. You know, of course, this weekend is the Dubai World Cup, and that is the world's richest horse race. It's happening this weekend. $10 million in one race, and over $27 million in total purses are up for grabs. This will be held at the Maiden Race Course in Dubai, and it does draw a lot of attention. Fox Sports will televise the event with 90-minute telecasts getting underway at 1 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday, I believe that is. So it's the first time in 19-year history of the Dubai World Cup that there will not be any U.S.-based runners in the field. So there's not any U.S.-based horses running.
I'm back. Sorry about that.
Baby Luke. Baby Luke ready to do really bad ads?
Yes, he is. But before we get to really bad ads, I have to send out a super awesome thank you to Joseph and Diane Berto, who sent me, I got a package in the mail yesterday and from them, and I'm like, why are they sending me, like, something else? Like, I have the fork, you know, I don't know. You know, and I opened it up, and
Equity?
I posted it on, from EquityMFG.com. And I posted it on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page because it is just beautiful. And I called him and he said that this they saw and they thought of me. And, oh, it's gorgeous. I love it so much. It is a framed photograph of Zenyatta. It was it's like a colored pencil drawing of her head. And then it looks like what's a stretch run. And by the post position, I believe that's the stretch run of the Breeders' Cup. And it's just a beautiful photo of her. Oh, so gorgeous. And it's framed and matted, and it's gorgeous. And I just wanted to send out a big thank you. Like I said on there, I don't know what I did to deserve it, but I will take it. And that's so nice. I just absolutely love you guys. We have the best sponsors in the world. Best sponsors.
Yeah. Yes, we do. And let's give him one of these. Give him both.
Or her. It's probably her.
Him or her. Both.
It was
both
Diane's idea. Yeah.
I know, right? It's always the woman. So nice. So
now,
nice.
Now can we get on with really bad ads?
Let's do it.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That time of the week when we do some really bad ads. These are ads that are submitted by our listeners off of Craigslist or some other place on the internet, and they are usually ads where people are trying to sell horses or trailers or horse trailers and horses and all kinds of stuff. So, Jennifer, we do give a prize out for what we consider the winner of really bad ads every week. What do we have this week?
This week, the prize is a selection of products from Dr. Rose's Remedies. Dr. Rose's Remedies skin treatment salve and spray are 100% all-natural products. They are anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal. Dr. Rose's are made with all human-grade ingredients and are safe and effective treatments for abrasions, cuts, and scrapes. And most notably, Dr. Rose's is the must-have product here at HRN headquarters to keep PT Scooter's delicate white pasterns free from dew poisoning and scratches. Ask for Dr. Rose's at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can visit them online at drrosesremedies.com.
Thank you, Jennifer, and thank you to Dr. Rose's. Well, let's get this really bad ad session started with one from Mary, who sent this in. It's in Florida again. Pony for sale, $1,500. Beautiful Palomino pony for sale. By the way, when we get through the ads today, I want everybody to notice the trend. Every week we seem to have a trend. You're going to see one today. Beautiful Palomino pony for sale. Gelding. Pony has a lot of go. Walk, trot, canter, and whoa on command. No buck, bite, or kick. This guy can ride with the big horses and keep up. He loves trail rides, gains, and attention. He's got beautiful ground manners. He is a blast to ride and be around. Well, now, wouldn't you buy that pony for $1,500? A Palomino
sounds
that
great.
Has all of sounds terrific. Second half of the ad. He does have a little spook issue, but nothing that a little time and exposure won't fix. He has overcome many obstacles in a single session. Loads of personality. Needs a child of his own. Come see him. I assure you, you will love him as much as we do. Let's analyze
You'll
that last
him.
Sentence.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. He has a little spook issue.
He's got a little spook issue, but I assure you will love him as much as we do, enough to send him down the road and get a new pony.
Yes,
like,
$1,500. And whenever you see this in a ad, run. Loads of personality. Whenever you see that in a personal ad or a horse ad, run. Either way, it's bad idea. Loads
of
personality.
Yeah. You know, it's the personal ad thing, just run anyway. Yes. Okay. Diane sent this one in, and Chelsea sent this one in too. So this is a two-person one. Two people sent this one in, and this may be one of my favorite ads I've seen in a long time. super talented hunter-jumper prospect, $4,000. Now, we'll have to – Jennifer, did you get the picture that goes along with this ad?
I do not have the picture.
Okay.
I can find it because it's still up, though.
It's on my Facebook page. Yeah, it should be in there. Click the link, try to get the picture, because the picture really speaks to what's going on in the ad. Shotgun is a 2-year-old registered half thoroughbred, half Mustang, half Appaloosa. You add that up, that doesn't do the math. He's only 7 hands tall, but he's big boned and has tons of aura. His conformation is absolutely perfect, and his attitude is awesome. He is the best horse on the planet. He is ambidextrous, speaks 5 languages, and is an excellent beekeeper. He is totally uphill. His movement is like that of a prima ballerina. I bought him for a hunter-jumper prospect, but he would be great at endurance or reining or engineering. I've been mainly doing dressage with him for the last 5 minutes, and he can now perform a pee-off with his legs tied together with 4 people on his back. What did I tell you? Amazing, right? He's 4 years at my trainer's. He knows how to tie his shoes, do his hair, and collect properly. He still has a bit of a problem with the collecting part, but I'm pretty sure it's because the sun was in his eyes. He has been to 50 shows so far this year and totally won every class that he was in at the Timbuktu Regional Bi-Decade Horse Show.
Bi-Decade.
He walks, trots, canters, gallops, stops, sneezes, hiccups, ties, loads, picks his own nose, chews, poops, shoes, absolutely anything you ask him to do. Although he is the best horse ever, he should not be ridden by anyone under 6 feet tall who is not a weightlifter, who is not armed with a 9mm, and who does not wrestle alligators for a living. Experienced riders only. Loves, loves, loves to jump. We have jumped 4-foot oxers and 8-foot oxers once. I almost had him jump over the moon, but I didn't get any pictures. How many people say my horse jumps the moon? I have not had time to spend with him lately, and plus I can't afford his board due to finances, and plus I want to buy a new iPad. So I'm looking for the perfect home for him, preferably one who emails me every day before they do anything with him just to make sure it's exactly the way I would do it and that I would approve of everything you're doing. Thanks for looking at my ad, ADD is the way it's spelled. What is? I got to give a round of applause to this author. Here we go. I don't know who wrote that. I would like to call them because they are going to be my new best friend. This is as drippy and sarcastic of an ad as you can see. Now, Jennifer, have you seen the picture of the horse yet?
Yes, and I realize it's fake, but it's just disturbing. It's just disturbing.
It is. The photo, we should post the ad and the picture on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. The picture is of a, you remember they said it jumps 4 feet and you have to be 6 feet tall to ride it and experienced riders only, blah, blah, blah. It is actually a dwarf mini with some sort of deformity. So it is like the weirdest looking little horse ever, ever.
He's very
adorable.
Uphill, too. He is totally uphill, this horse.
He's got some sort of giraffe back problem or something. Anyway, it's so weird and ugly. It's cute, and that is the picture that goes along with the ad. And I just round of applause to the author of this.
Yes, we need that person to do regular comedy bits on the show. We need to get them on once a week.
So good.
Chelsea sent in the following one: 5-year-old stud horse, $350 in Altoona. This is Altoona AL. I'm not sure. I thought Altoona was in Pennsylvania. But anyway, I'm selling a 5-year-old stud horse. What's that?
There's one in Florida, too.
Oh, I didn't know that. I am selling a 5-year-old stud horse. I am just wanting to get rid of him. Fast! Exclamation point, five of those. He is a Palomino paint! Exclamation point. Very pretty horse, just needs some work. 2 exclamation points. Or also a good bucking horse, exclamation point. If you're interested, just text me or call. I can send you some pictures of him bucking. Yep. You don't often see that in an ad. Or also a good bucking horse, because everybody's looking for one of those. That's just something
you
we all
know. You know that sucker is bad when they're, like, trying to sell it as either a very good horse or maybe a bucking prospect. That's a bad horse.
If you do your own backyard rodeos, this $350 horse is perfect for you.
It's your horse. This is your horse. Brent sent in the next one. Brent, I think you may be a recent submitter, so thank you very much. Recently new. Thoroughbred looking for a new job / will trade. Uh-oh. You never know what's going to happen when they say they will trade. $2,500. 8-year-old, 15-2-hand, stocky-type, western-type thoroughbred. Never raced, no tattoo or papers, although if you feel like chasing previous owners, then can be gotten. No spook, buck, or bolt. Dog-friendly. Easy stop. Was purchased as an eventing prospect, but has no interest or athletic ability or work ethic. Extremely stubborn when asked to work. Selling with a trail horse only contract. No showing or flipping. Quality home a must. Abe lives outside 24/7 and is an easy keeper, good for farrier and vet. Willing to trade for a 2-horse bumper pull trailer or young under 5-year-old and over 16-hand thoroughbred. Must be sound, can be crazy. So we're basically giving you a feed bill is what I'm getting.
Exactly. For $2,500, you can have this speed bill all to your own. That's the first time we've ever seen somebody restricted as a trail horse only, and they're going to give a contract.
It's like the ad above. It's like, I prefer to sell it to somebody who will email me every single day before they do anything and just make sure it's exactly the way that I would do it. And you can't sell them for the rest of your life, apparently. So that's another thing. It's really hard to, you got to sign your life away. That's crazy.
You know, I've had a lot of people I've worked with over the years that had no interest in athletic ability or work ethic, either one. I've known a lot of people like that.
And you couldn't sell them for $2,500.
$2,500 either. Wouldn't hire them for that either. Denise sent the following in. Sure, S-H-U-R, footed wild sow, $600. In Ocala, we can have ourselves a big fat pig. I have a wild sow I trapped. She is sure, S-H-U-R, footed and weighs about 900 pounds. Oh, my God. Hogzilla. She would be a good breeder. $600 or best. 900-pound pig. Wild pig. That's a big pig.
No wonder she was able to trap her.
That is a big pig. When we first moved to Ocala, we actually looked at a property that was in the Ocala National Forest. And the Ocala National Forest is huge. And we looked at a property that was right in the middle of the forest. But after they started going through all the warnings about the big spiders and the alligators that were in the pond 10 feet behind the house, and then about the bears, and then, you'd have the nice animals, too. The deer might show up. But the real problem animals were the wild pigs. Nobody said they were going to be 900-pound wild pigs. That's the size of two of my ponies.
That's horrible. Like, can you imagine what your horse would do, or if I'm trying to imagine what my horse would do, if I rode up on a freaking 900-pound pig? They'd dump me and run away. I mean, that would be it. That would be it.
Leave you there for the pig. The next one is Andrea sent the following in. The horse trailer of the week. Oh, and they don't disappoint. 14-foot horse trailer, $700 in Coleman, wherever that is. We have a bumper pool horse trailer for sale. It's ugly and rusty, but it gets the job done. It has some rust-through places. Well, I love this. It has some rust-through places. Yeah, the whole side. But the floor is good and sturdy. Important. They won't fall through the floor. They might fall out the side, but the floor, they're fine. We have hauled horses, pigs, goats. You could haul the 900-pound pig in this, probably. Spare tires and the lights work. We have sold all our horses, so we no longer need it. It has a back door that slides open or swings open. Oh, look at that. It has a side door up front and a middle gate on the inside. Trailer is rough, but very usable for $700.
Okay. First of all, if you wanted to put a 900-pound pig in there, you better make sure that it could run, because it's going to be like the Flintstones in 5 minutes, like the little feet coming out the bottom. You're going to use that back door. Make sure you have a tetanus shot. That's all I'm saying. Like, everything is – there's holes in this trailer from where rust has eaten it away, and it's corroded. Like, this is terrible. And at first glance, you're like, it doesn't look that bad. Then you start looking at the doors – and all the seams are, like, rusted away, and I'm sure that floor hasn't been changed. What a nightmare. Good luck.
Can we make a good point about this, though? It's the first ad in about a year that has mowed the lawn underneath the trailer, so you can actually see the tires.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They've used weed whacker.
Give them credit. Give them credit.
All right. Well, Chelsea sent in the next one, and I think that she sent this in not as a really bad ad. Well, it's actually kind of funny. And then she was trying to send it to you, Glenn, but you already have your cart. But what this is, it's a pony cart, $125 in Washington, or Wisconsin, sorry. Single pony cart, needs a little paint, but otherwise in good condition. It might be in good condition if you could see it through the freaking snow that has piled up on this thing. You can only barely see the top of the bars and maybe like half a wheel. Otherwise, the thing's covered in snow.
I love, too, that the seat, what you can see of it, it's just a couple of boards nailed on to a couple more boards.
Yeah.
So there's like no cushion. This is going to be one rough ride.
And pretty sure it's a bicycle.
There's parts missing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like what you hook your shafts to. I didn't notice that.
Yeah. I'm no driving expert, but this doesn't look like the safest nor most ideal thing, especially when you're sitting in this thing in the snow driving around with the bicycle tires and the ice up under your butt. And apparently, whatever you said, there's no way to, like, attach it to the horse. This thing is needs a little paint.
Might I recommend Fry Carriage Company for a much nicer version than this one?
Way to plug it.
Thank you. Jody sent this one in. 10-year-old grade blue roan horse, $2,100 in Lancaster. Quarter horse gelding has some cow sense. All black points with no white. Nice, well broke, gentle horse, side passes, backs, open gates, all collected up. This horse will go along with most anyone. He necks reins, stops, and turns without any problems. I don't see what's wrong with this ad. I think it's a good ad. I'd buy that 10-year-old grade blue roan horse. I have nothing funny
to
say about that. I should read him ahead of
time. Thanks for participating. We're all going to go, if we lived in Lancaster, we'd go out and look at this blue roan horse. Maybe she thought blue roan was funny. I don't know, but it's a color. So,
Can I redeem myself with the last one? Because that one I didn't do very well on. Can I do one more? This is the last one of the day. This is from Martha. Horse, beautiful, trained Appaloosa, $800 in Calumet. He stands for grooming and saddling, takes the bit and bridle well, but he's sometimes stubborn about getting his hooves cleaned out. Leads on trail rides, doesn't usually mind four-wheelers, bikes, or dogs. He needs some encouraging to canter. He does a really fast trot. He does awesome with little kids on. He does awesome with little kids on him just walking around. A little hard to turn when he's running. Do you get the way this is being written?
Oh, my God.
Doesn't like fly spray, but if you keep spraying, he will just stand still eventually. He will
eventually,
go out
when he runs
alone.
Around the round pin for 9 minutes, dead gallop.
He will go out for a ride alone, but might be a little skittish. He never bites or kicks people. He's hard for some people to slow down. Guess what his name is? This is so great. His name is Dingo. Dingo isn't the boss in the pasture. He's a big horse, and he's a sweet horse, and he's looking for a new home. Except that he's a little skittish, he doesn't stop, and he doesn't turn, and he likes to trot really, really, really fast.
So basically,
he's
a runaway. He's a runaway is what we're getting. And
he's
the
a complete nut job.
Yeah, the title says beautiful trained Appaloosa. Trained to do what? Like, you can't do anything.
I love how
this
she wrote
this
ad.
I know. The read between the lines ad of the century.
Lines. One line was good, next line awful. One line good, next line awful. It was something. That was pretty good. Pretty good bad ad.
That was awesome.
Well, who are we going to give the Dr. Roses to this week? Dr. Roses Remedies gift pack.
Well, I haven't seen one as good. The only reason I had read it was Diana had Facebooked me with the ad. I love the super talented hunter jumper prospect for $4,000 in La La Land, by the way. I didn't even get to that. And that was sent in by Diane and Chelsea. That's definitely my favorite.
All right. Well, then we'll go with that one. And we'll congratulate them. We'll make sure that Dr. Roses gets notified. And that's a whole gift pack from Dr. Roses. You're definitely going to like that, and you'll be using Dr. Roses forever, because once you do, you'd never go back to that other stuff. Thank you, everybody, for sending in ads. If you want to send them in for next week's show, just send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com and put really bad ads in the subject line. Make sure to copy the whole ad. Place it in the email. Do not just send a link, because most of the time they're gone by the time she gets to them. That was a good batch. We appreciate that. It's been a good week, a fun week here on Horses in the Morning. Everybody have a terrific weekend. Enjoy your weekend with your horses. Give them all a hug for us. Give them a nutritious treat for us, too. Although my horse won't eat any nutritious treats. He doesn't like apples or carrots. He only likes the sugary stuff. So
hanging
I can't
balls.
Even follow
hanging
my own
balls.
Advice. Hanging balls. I need to get, you know, I haven't tried a hanging ball with him. We're going to have to try that for sure.
Yeah. Get him a low-calorie hanging ball. And have a great weekend. What? And what?
You have fun camping.